Accordingly, the only appropriate sanction is a direct unsuspended order of imprisonment, because the alternative would be to effectively sentence the legitimacy of the judiciary to inevitable decay.
A blow for the former president. Soon after the news of the Constitutional Court judgment, Nkanda locals voiced their sentiments. Some say they believe that the sentence is harsh and unfair. Local Petri Dawn agrees.
It is a gross injustice, this thing they are doing to Comrade Jacob Zuma. He is the only president on the continent of Africa that is being persecuted like this. We've never had this in the history of Africa. I support former president and I stick by it. Well, the only way to respond is we must protest and show that we are not in support of this decision, because it's a gross injustice.
Speaking outside Zuma's home in Nkandla, his son Edward Zuma says he would rather die than seeing his father sent to prison.
Well, as Edward Zuma, I think my position has been known, and I still maintain my position that, you know, whatever decisions are taken by law enforcement agencies of this country, well, they'll have to kill me first before such thing is implemented. If that drastic decision happens to be taken, then they will have to pass by me, meaning I'll lay down my life for President Zuma. They are not going to take him to prison when I'm still alive. They will have to kill me first. I insist on that. If that is what it means, so be it.
Bishop Vusi Dube, the ANC MPL, who is a staunch supporter of President Jacob Zuma, says he is saddened by the court's decision.
I've been listening to this judgment in tears, having to listen to the narration of how the former president and the ANC stalwart will be sent to jail without any option. What he is going to prison for. It's a situation where him, Jacob Zuma, versus the deputy judge president. What was wrong with Zuma in saying, I cannot continue here because I need somebody who is not biased, somebody who's going to judge us fairly. He has stipulated that he has got a right to say, no, this presiding judge is not going to be fair to me. So that is what is said about the whole scenario.
However, the Council for the Advancement of South African Constitution, COSAC, says the ruling vindicates the court as the ultimate guardian of the Constitution. COSAC's Executive Secretary, Lawson Naidu, has described the court's decision as significant.
It's really an affirmation of the importance of the rule of law that underpins our constitutional foundation, that nobody is above the law, and that the legal system needs to be treated with respect and not with contempt. The judgment read by the acting Deputy Chief Justice, Kampepe, used very strong language throughout, and I think it sends a clear message as to how unhappy the court has been with Mr. Zuma's conduct in the face of these charges for contempt of court. There's obviously nowhere to appeal a decision of the Constitutional Court, and the order of the Constitutional is final and binding. Jail term awaits Mr. Zuma.
The judgment was also well received from the DA in KwaZulu-Natal. Party provincial leader Francois Rogers says the judgment shows that nobody is above the law.
The Democratic Alliance in KwaZulu-Natal welcomes today's handing down of the ruling by the judges of the Constitutional Court, finding Jacob Zuma guilty and sentencing him to a period of 15 months in prison. This is a clear indication that nobody is above the law in our country, and the DA calls on Jacob Zuma to comply. Furthermore, it's concerning to hear that MK vets are now mobilizing around Nkandla, and one would hope and appeal that they would also respect the law.
Some members of Mkhonto we Sizwe Military Veterans Association continue to remain stationed outside the former president's Nkandla residence. At this stage, details around when Zuma will hand himself over to Correctional Services authorities or where remain uncertain. I am Vusi Makosini in Nkandla.